Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
All right, folks, we're back. And it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade coming to you alive. And I can see. I did not look up at the eclipse, folks. We're good to go here. And the earthquakes and all that has ceased. This is Y2K. 2024, the hustle continues. Everybody's making as much clicks and likes and dollar bills off this hustle. But I was immune from any effects of the eclipse because I bought Donald Trump shoes. That's right, folks. I got the gold gym shoes. I am good to go. The slippers to the stars. I know, I understand Clay brought some. So we're covered here at WYAB. We made our, we paid our alms to Donald J. We're good to go. The eclipse will not come near our door. And my producer went all the way out to Dallas to see the eclipse. I tell you. Anyway, I don't know what the big deal is, to be honest with you. My daughter sent me some pictures and video of the eclipse out there. She's out there in Dallas. So, and I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, okay, so. Like it gets dark 10, 12 hours out of the day, same thing. Look, but anyway, I don't want to be the spoiler, but I hope you made it okay. I hope you can still see now, those of you who didn't think about it. Of course, it's been overcast and cloudy here in the Jackson area anyway, so we were good to go on that. So anyway, what do you think about the eclipse? Did you, was it anticlimactic? Folks, these people traffic in fear. This is one of the reasons why I really don't get that knee deep into the media and social media and TV, because everybody's running a hustle. Everything's a game. Everything is a scam. And because most people don't know what they believe, who they believe, or what to believe, all they need to do is see, like in the case of my friend Donut Head, if he sees it on MSNBC, man, it may as well have been the 67th book of the Bible. He gonna believe it. And Lord, don't let a white man say it. As much as he talk all that trash, if a white guy say it, it is gospel. Well, it turns out, according to Bobcat, some scholar has determined that the original man was out of Europe. That's gonna throw a... that's going to throw a wrench in the plan of the Black for a Living folks, that the original man came out of Europe, and this guy's got some, you know, historical evidence and carbon dating crap. I really don't care. You know, I got other stuff to worry about. It's not going to be worrying about that there. I'm just the same way, you know, there was, oh, is Jesus black or white? I don't care. I really don't. Just as long as the blood does what it's supposed to do, I'm good. But there are folks out there who have way too much time on your hand. And I'm just not one of those guys. Not on that there anyway. But anyway, so we're making it through another government-led crisis. And the they're using this opportunity to engage in all sorts of weather control and seeding of the clouds and shooting rockets into the sun and all this foolishness. Folks, the level of evil that we see coming from this government. I mean, Satan has got his people on every base. Center field, midfield, they're everywhere. And this is why I said, no. I am going to stick and stay stout. And that will make you and I immovable if we but stand. But if you don't, you're going to get pushed around. That's my assessment. And I think those who oppose God feel that same way. That's why people like myself and you, we're the targets. You saw where one of Trump's supporters got beat down with a sledgehammer. And then last week we saw a grandmother being convicted of walking into the U.S. Capitol. And the Department of Justice, Joe Biden's Justice Department, is looking to give her as much time as her little wheelbarrow can carry. Folks, this is just our government trying to do everything they can to create the narrative that the MAGA supporters are so angry that they're going to pull out some type of violent, hostile act against the government. This is where all this is. Folks, you can write this in blood. I'm just sitting here patting my foot, waiting for the time and the place of the event. That's why they make it so prompt. That's why they make it so over the top. That's why they want the evidence that this is two systems of government, justice system, rather, two tiers. They want it to be plain as the nose on your face. They want the social media chatter to be outraged so they can use that to show that's what happened. They were so angry the MAGA supporters just started bombing people, started bombing migrant camps, started doing all these type of things. That's all it is. The top of our government is just rotting. It's rotted to the core. From the president to the Joint Chiefs of Staff to the senior executives and the director of all, for the most part, most of these state agents, federal agencies. You can't depend on them other than that they're going to do some evil. This is why my personal view, this is me, speak for no one else, is a fallback position. That whatever happens, happens. But that person that I can reach out and touch, that's within my reach, that's been associated with the evil that has descended upon this country, you and I are going somewhere. We're going somewhere together. Because remember, you broke it. You thought it was a good idea. I was listening coming in to the gentleman explaining his video was about what happens when the debt cannot be repaid. This is talking about the government debt. The debt, not just here in America, but the debt worldwide. And he's going through the different scenarios of what has happened in the past and what could happen now and what's likely to happen. And all of it results in the change of the lifestyle that you and I have been accustomed to. And what I keep coming back to, and I listen to this guy, is this something I've been thinking about myself. All you people who are taking all this money under the table through the Ukraine money laundering operation and being bought out by Big Pharma or wherever because you are FDA, CDC person and, you got a little position to make a decision that affects their ability to make millions and billions of dollars and you go. But if the money is worth nothing, and that's what you got paid in, how does that benefit you? Because there's going to be a lot of folks around there who are going to be hungry. It'll be like the Salem witch trials. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's Dr. Dobbs right there. That's Tate Reeves right there. How do y'all make this work? And the more I sit back and look at it, I say, man, dude, I was watching a video on metal housing. And they wanted to see what happens to these houses if they were in the middle of a wildfire, like out in California where they have it. And they got all these guys in there, you know, doing white guy stuff. You know, they got the Bunsen burners trying to replicate a wildfire on a structure to see if its viability to last. And it did last. Of course, you know, it burned all the paint off the metal structure and all that. But for the most part, the structure itself remained at the end of the day. But my point was in saying all this is that here you got all these folks with these various skill sets coming together to solve a problem. And you know what? That's what I like about our society. And so when I see the whiners and the complainers out there who do nothing to make society better other than push you in front of a train in on the subway somewhere or robbing you or jacking you, you know what I'm saying? Dude, now I will vote to get rid of these folks. But they look like you. I will vote to get rid of these folks. I don't want that, man. I do not want that. I'm sorry. I want to get the folks out there with this creative and ingenuity and inquisitive minds and things like that. I want them out there doing what they do. I don't want you out there being a dope boy, being whatever it is you're doing other than contributing to society. I don't want it. I'd rather have history put me down as, he's the one who killed off all those people. Yeah, but I did humanity a favor. I ushered in a new era. And besides, they went to be with Jesus. So this is where my mindset is, folks. This is where I'm coming from when you hear me step behind this microphone every day. I want better. I want a better society. And if it's got to be all one race, all one gender, all what, whatever, if they're rolling in the same direction of righteousness, that's who my brother is. But if you out here pushing your demographic, your peculiarities, I probably don't have anything for you. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I don't have anything for you. Because you're a beneficiary of all that has gone on before you. There's various people who contributed to where we are today. And for you folks to sit back there and talk about how much, like the guy said, black folks, really? All this you built America crap? No, you were part of the building of America. You ain't built it yourself. And for the most part, he's right. Everybody's had a contribution. The Indians, the what they call the native Indians that were here, well, they contributed to the foundation, the Deut. Somebody else contributed to plans. Somebody else contributed to lumber. Everybody had a role to play. So get over yourself and let's build on what has gone on before us and make this happen. So that's just me. As we come into here and we're experiencing this another scam being pushed upon, just think about all the hype over the last couple of weeks. You had governors calling out the National Guard. For what? It's no different than climate change. In fact, they say that the climate change that what they say are the symptoms of climate change is nothing more than the poles, the magnetic poles, north and south, switching. And it happens, it has happened before. And yet, because you don't have that long breath and understanding of history, you think, oh my God, this is the danger in everything going digital. I promise you, in your lifetime, you're going to see them confiscate your Bibles. You're going to see them confiscate anything that's hard copy. Because they don't want you to have what they don't want you to know about the natural medicines that are out there, any of that stuff. You see where this is going. So when you are encouraged to go everything digital, everything electronic, that's the reason why they want it. This is why when we celebrate the establishment of these data centers, these two data centers, this is just the beginning. They're going to have data centers everywhere. They're going to be like liquor stores. The data centers is the one world government. It's the instrument for it. It's the infrastructure. I ain't saying you should be paranoid or anything. I'm just telling you, everything you do is going to be recorded. Everything. This is why when I was mentioning to you a couple weeks ago about the people who sell their homes, baby, your data, everybody's data is a part of their bundle of rights. And if you notice, they always say, okay, you got to sign this agreement in order for you to use this device or use this software or use this whatever. But they never give you an option. Say, well, wait a minute now. I want part of this income stream. This is my data. This is where a sharp attorney needs to be getting in on the ground floor and say, wait a minute. And you can start with the sale of a person's home. That data belongs to them. They pay for the appraisal. It is their data on the square footage of the house. It's their data that is the housing plans that went on to result in the house being built. All that belongs to the homeowner and is being used and sold by everybody else, and everybody's making money off of it. But everything we do, that data belongs to us. We need to start fighting for it because we're just right now just giving it away. That's one of the reasons I got off of Facebook. I'm saying, wait a minute, y'all making money off me, and then you put me in jail? Oh, no. I can't go with this relationship, dog. Our number is what, 601? It's 879-0002. That hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. It's going to be raining in the next couple of days. If you find out your roof is leaking, need replacing, need servicing, give our friends a call. 601-326-2755. All right, starting out the week, so you know, we got to remind you, the AC doctor would like to remind you that your comfort is their concern. Your HVAC system, folks, it needs to be properly balanced for you to get the optimum result that you're looking for. That would result in you not having to jump up and down, constantly adjust your thermostat. And when the system is balanced, which is what the troubleshooting that they do, the sole purpose is to get it balanced. So you'll be happy saving money on energy. And you won't have all that dancing around and, oh, I'm just not comfortable. So call the AC doctor, 601-706-4551. Or online, you can schedule an appointment, ACDR, the DR stands for doctor, ACDR.com. Gerald Sitt and the crew, folks, they go the extra mile. And they're Central Mississippi's foremost authority on geothermal. So if you're not happy with your geothermal or you're interested in getting geothermal, which he has in his own office over there, so he's living what he's telling you now. You'll be able to see it working in action live right there at his office. So geothermal is your guy. It will be Gerald Sitt. 601-706-4551, the ACDR.com. Let's go to my man and yours, Mobile Bob.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what, man, our president raised $50 million in one night. More money. And then Joe Biden, yeah. The Democrats with three presidents. That would be the pedophile Joe, Freaky Bill, and, of course, our gay friend, the Kenyan guy, $25 million.
Yeah, quite the assortment of presidents on the Democrat side. Isn't it?
Oh, man. It looked like, whew. But anyway, look like the village people over there, and they were in New York, didn't raise but $25 million.
That's amazing. I'm about to say the same thing. Is Donald Trump did it by himself? Although Laura Trump is turning out to be the best thing the Republicans have done in a long time, which I didn't think they had him to do anything smart for a change. Laura Trump, she's turned into a dynamo. Yeah. As far as raising money, I mean, I actually sent money to the RNC. I hadn't even been tempted to do that in years.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing because she popped up on something I was watching on YouTube, and she popped up with her plea for money. I said, okay, I think I'm going to have to do something here. If they're doing something and they're doing it, you know, responsibly, and what has happened in the past is that they would not fund the candidates that could win to give the president the majority that he needs, not just this president, all the way back to the Tea Party. The Republican Party just would waste money on candidates that couldn't win, and the ones that we could, they wouldn't give them a dime. So hopefully that's going to change this time around, and we have a fighting chance.
Exactly. And, yeah, it was just amazing. So $25 million with three gutter trash presidents and the Democrat in New York, like you just said. And Donald Trump raises it by himself with Laura Trump. Donald Trump and Laura Trump raises it together. Double that. But all the momentum and all the money is on Biden's side, which a good, still a huge number of it is among the rich fat cats. Mm-hmm. But Trump show, hey, there's still some, if you try, Republicans, you can actually do something. But if you want to try, and he's just showing them how it's done. Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, I can't believe they made Laura Trump, part of the, which I don't know who the head RNC is, but it means, but come on, it's Laura Trump. And Trumps have taken over, which MAGA has taken over the Republican Party, at least as much as it can. And then that's what they're afraid of. If he wins, MAGA's going to really take over. Had they done what they were supposed to do in 2022, when they got their red wave, MAGA really would have taken over.
That's right.
But they never wanted it. They just want to be the lovable losers to the Democrat, although they can take the lovable part out.
Well, I think it's more sinister than that. I think these people have been bought off by our enemies, and they're happy with doing that. They don't intend to make America great. They don't intend to save anybody other than themselves. And I'm saying, if I had anything to do with it, these people would pay a price that they would never dream of they would ever have to pay for the treasonous acts that they've engaged in. I just can't believe that they're destroying everything. And they're doing it.
Yeah, it's, of course, by design. There's no question about it. And you're just perplexed as to why you want to continue to do this. And it's not so much the Republicans, or not the Republicans, the politicians being bought off by the elites. It's, okay, elites, why do you want to destroy the country? Right. Them I don't get.
Right.
What's in it for you? You're already rich, so it's not money.
Right.
What is it? Mm-hmm. Like that guy from BlackRock who said they got to force behaviors.
Right.
Dude, why do you have to do this? Unless you're all a bunch of gays there, and that's what you want to do is to force your lifestyle on everybody. It makes no sense for them to do these things that they're doing. But it's by design, by intention. And it's one thing to force, lifestyle, like the gay lifestyle, stuff, all that stuff on us that we don't want. But you're letting all these migrants in, and it's flat up destroying the country. And there won't be anything left of the country when you get through with it, with all these migrants in here. Is that what you want? Yeah.
It appears that is what they want. The chaos, the people fighting over every scrap of food that might be there, is where they come in there with their strong hand and say, okay, if you want order, you want to eat, then you need to line up and do what we say. And my thing is, we might as well go. Let's get them. Let's just string these people up for even thinking. I mean, and our punishment to them needs to be so heinous that their DNA will ring down through the centuries that they never want to try this again.
And every time, it's always the demonization of white men, the demonization of America. America's racist, white people's bad, all this other crap. They just constantly... And men are bad, too. That's another thing they keep promoting.
Mm-hmm.
Women over men. Just to make sure, guarantee the country doesn't survive this next decade. I've never been so uncertain about the next decade at any point in my entire life. It's just amazing. It's hard to see another 10 years coming forth. But if we can, again, keep presidents like Trump upright, then we have a chance. But that's when they're fighting tooth and nail to keep us from doing it.
Yeah. All Trump will represent is a reprieve for 4 years or more. He may set in motion some things to give us some breathing room. But the bottom line is we're going to have to fight. I'm talking about there's going to be actual bloodletting at some point. Somebody's got to go. This is a test of wills. This is why I quit participating in being outraged by the grandmother getting railroaded by the DOJ or the guy getting beat with the sledgehammer. Folks, it's only going to get worse. These are the best of times. If the Democrats are willing to do this and the Uniparty is willing to do this, what they're doing right now, and we're armed, son, these people are going to be shocked at the ruthlessness of these people. I'm not. But these people.
Exactly. And you're also they're absolutely right about them trying to force a fight
mm-hmm.
out of, like I said, MAGA Republicans or MAGA support American patriots by, like I said, with the obvious two-tier justice system that they keep throwing in our faces. The Democrats, Antifa, can burn down a church and forced the president to have to go into a underground bunker because they try to ransack the White House. Nobody gets arrested. The Summer of Love, people dying. Nobody gets arrested. But January 6th is the war. And you can see that far behind Karl Rove and talking about the January 6th. It's just unbelievable. There are people like him. It's just, it keeps disgusting me that I had to vote for Bush back in the day. I'm so glad I don't have to do that anymore. Because that's the kind of Republican you get with the Karl Roves and the Bushes. Well, he's talking about the January 6th people, how bad it was. He talked more about January 6th and said absolutely nothing about Antifa and all the rest of them.
Well, again, you know, it's an industry. I mean, they've got their place within the corporate structure of that industry. And again, the biggest thing that's required of us is to be clear-eyed in what we're seeing. Don't doubt what our eyes are showing us and what our heart is telling us. If we do that, it's almost like somebody talking you into laying your weapon down after they broke into your house. No, you don't want to shoot me. You don't want that. You don't want that. You lay it down, then they commit all sorts of crimes against you. This is where the American people, these people are not going to do right. They're not going to be better. They're not nice people. They're evil.
Yep. All right, man.
All right, Mobile. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. It is Monday. Glad to be back in the studios. I want to remind you, our good friends at Advantage Business Systems. 50 years they've been helping businesses stay in business by maintaining all the equipment that causes that business to make the big bucks. They can do that for you. Even today, 2024, they've kept up. From the time they had mimeograph machines, fax machines, typewriters, they were maintaining those. Now it's voice over IP, Zoom calls, emails, internet, the whole nine yards. They maintain that. Fax machines, scanners, they still maintain those. What they will do is do an audit of your business. You say, this piece of equipment we've got to have up running. So that's the one. If that's the only one you want running, to be protected, they can do that. You want everything in the office that plugs in or pulses digitally, they can do that. Go to absms.com. There you can schedule an auditor to come out and give you an evaluation, and from there you can choose the services that you want. They also have remote diagnostics, which is part of the package. And many of you have remote diagnostics as your only source of repair and replacement and reestablishing of your service. Well, they do that, plus they'll send a technician on site to help get that site back up and running. They will negotiate, navigate the 800 numbers. They will also deal with the vendor meets and all that kind of stuff, folks. All that makes a big difference. 20 years troubleshooting with the phone company, I'm telling you, you get to them finger pointing sessions, baby. Customer don't care. All they want is the equipment working. This is where they've got the advantage. Advantage Business System. ABSMS.com. And again, if you want to call them, 362-9192, area code 601. But when we mention Advantage Business System, we also want you to take advantage of our good friends over at PeopleLease. PeopleLease.com. That's right. For almost going into their fourth decade, they've been helping businesses handle all their payroll, back office, workman's comp, vacation time, retirement, interfacing with the Department of Labor, the Department of Revenue, everybody. They do it all for you. So check them out today. Go to PeopleLease.com or give them a call, 601-987-3025. Many satisfied customers throughout Mississippi, throughout the Southeast, and you could become one of them. Give your headaches, your payroll, your HR to PeopleLease. They do this every day, and they're good at it. And plus, if you need a retirement system you want to have established, they can help you set one up, or you can dovetail into one they already have established. PeopleLease, PeopleLease.com. Well, let's go to William. Yes, sir.
Jim Wade.
What's up?
How goes it, sir?
All is well, my friend.
All right. Well, Kim, I've been listening to you for, several years now, and just felt compelled to call into the show. So there was just two things on my mind. Mm-hmm. And, one of them is, you probably remember growing up. I certainly remember growing up. People always used to say the old sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. So I guess we're past that now. We're to the point where apparently words are violence and they can hurt you. And so the second thing, which kind of, you know, stems from that, I don't know if you've read it or not, but I read a book somewhat recently. It was the Masters of Deception. I think it was written by J. Edgar Hoover in regards to the Communist Party. So a lot of stuff that I read in that book seems to be what I'm seeing, you know, happening all around us.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know if you had read that or if you could comment on that.
I had not
at all.
I had not read that book, but so much of the prediction of fascism and the ascension of the evil forces, because to me, it's the age old battle between good and evil, and you just have different players with different labels on them at any particular time on the stage of life. But if you're grounded in that understanding of what evil is, you can navigate around it and just not put up with it. But if you don't have a standard from which you're operating from, you're playing wiffle ball out there, dog.
I agree with that. Yeah, we need to have some sort of standard, some sort of moral absolute. But, you know, even knowing that, it's still tough to navigate. But, yeah, that was the main thing, man. I just, you know, I listened to you talk a lot. And
what was the name of that book again?
Some of these things you comment. What's that?
What was the name of that book again?
It's the Masters of Deceit. It's sitting in my nightstand. I think it was a book by J. Edgar Hoover. Mm-hmm. It's probably 60 years old now. But if you read through it, I mean, it's like the playbook for just the Communist Party and pretty much everything in there. You could apply it to, you know, what you see happening today, specifically, you know, the doublespeak and just, you know, changing the meanings of words and changing definitions, and, you know, pitting, you know, like you said, just good versus evil, playing off people's emotions and pitting one group of people against another. There's just a lot there. It's a little small book, and it just rings true.
Well, and
you know,
see,
a lot of the stuff I hear you say, I can just reflect back, and that sounds just like, you know, what I read. The Communist Party seems to be at play.
And see, this is why I am of the mind that with that knowledge and understanding, it requires a higher duty on the part. It's like taking in the word of God. Once that word has been revealed to you, you are responsible for that word. Whether you do anything with it or not, whether you make your life better or make the lives better of others around you, but the word still has the power. And what I'm seeing is that people aren't willing to exercise the power anymore. They're scared. They say they believe the Lord, but Lord, I just can't have you coming up late on me like that. You know, these people riding, I mean, they're killing people out here, Lord.
I think so, man. A lot of the true Christians now, they're afraid to speak up because of the power that we've given to words and language to shut people down and be canceled. And, you know, you risk your livelihood, you risk your job, your ability to support your family. I mean, you risk it all.
Right.
You know, if you dare to speak up, you know, you try to go to the school board to look out for your kids and what they're teaching them and what they shut the mic off, get shut down.
Right. Right.
And if you push it enough, then, like I said, you risk losing everything. Just words have so much power these days, especially with social media and Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. We've given a lot of power to words and language.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
It is.
Again, it feels like the Communist playbook.
But you know,
and granted, it's 60 to 80 years in the making. You know, it's the long play. And
yeah.
That's what they're good at. They're good at it.
They are, and that's why I say these people promoting this, these are the keepers of the keys. This is why everything going digital and electronic is so dangerous for the future of humanity, because the only people who will have that institutional knowledge will be those who have the software, who has it on their PDF or on their server or wherever. And it's just like all the different versions of scriptures. But for the scriptures being divinely inspired, they would have been corrupted beyond the ability to deliver salvation. But God already anticipated these devils doing that from the door. So it already had an anti-jamming mechanism in the word. It's almost like a hologram that the power of the blood in the scripture comes through regardless of how they doctor it and how they try to mislead it. So, again, we just have to be, in my estimation, we just have to remain faithful that he is and his word is what he said it would be and that he would lord over it. And I just think that what I'm seeing now is that everybody loves the Lord, but nobody willing to stand out there on that word, it seems. But I think the Lord, no, I know the Lord has a ram in the bush. It may be you, it may be me, it may be Donald Trump. It's going to be somebody who's going to say enough of this bozo crap. We're not putting up with it.
Well, Trump is bold enough, but I know, like myself, I'm guilty. I think there's a lot of us out there, but, you know, we believe, we have the faith, but there's something holding people back, you know, from first standing up and speaking up and proclaiming that faith. But, you know, the longer we do that, then the more we're putting ourselves at risk.
Yeah, the bigger the risk, the longer we wait. But I am optimistic, yeah. whether I'm here to see it or not, God is going to lord over his word. He is going to grant the victory. But one of the things that you got to give the devil knows he's on the losing end. He still gets up and fight like he's going to win. And yet we know we're going to win, got the assurances of God himself, and then we still sitting around mumbling, sucking our teeth.
That's that misery loves company. So if you know you're going down, you want to take as many down with you as you can.
Go on the group plan, brother. William's always good to hear from you, man. God bless you, brother.
Okay, thank you, Kim. Stay strong out there, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate your call. Thank you. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, let's go to the phones. Do we have Wallace here? Walter, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
What up?
Hey, have you heard, what do you know about J. Edgar Hoover?
A lot of various things. He was not a fan of the Negro, even though I'm told he was half white, but who knows?
And what else?
He was gay. He's one of y'all. He was a Democrat.
Okay, but now he couldn't have been a Democrat because he was like you, hated the fact that he was black, and he tried to destroy black people. So he can't be a Democrat.
Well, you know, you people, particularly you black Democrats, have kind of hurt the brand, brother. You know, you kind of hurt the brand.
No, we're not hurting the brand, man.
You destroyed the brand is what I wanted to say.
And your boy just compared the two. He like, he reminds you of you, some of the things that you say. So, Kim is the reason why your name Kim? Or you not telling us something? What's going on there?
Well, I didn't have any say-so in how I got named, but trust me, homeboy. Trust me.
You're a black man that hate black people. And
well, wait a minute. Hold. I think you need to correct. I hate ends, okay? Black people I don't have a problem with, but ends, I don't like. Then, no, I don't like ends, okay? Let the record reflect.
You bunch ends and blacks together.
No,
though,
no,
man,
no. No, you bunch them together. Oh, I know the difference. See, you have.
You bunch them when
bruh,
you talk about it.
You have an end attitude.
You allow your callers to bunch them too, and you're not like.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with my callers, brother. But
Kim,
listen,
Kim,
there is a difference.
Stand up, Kim. You'll never be able to stand up for God like the guy was talking.
Brother, you are a black Democrat and a preacher, so called, and you got the nerve to form your mouth to ever say that to anybody, bro.
Well, you must
tame wild animals on the side.
See, there you go again.
You take a lot of heart to say something like that,
Kim. Personally, you know, if you need something from me, I'm there.
I know that.
You know personally.
I know.
You know personally, I'm a good guy.
You are but a good guy, but you are a end, bro. You are the epitome of the ends.
What's that black lady that's she's been a waitress all her life? What's her name? She called herself being religious, but she hate black folks.
Who is that?
She'll let you know.
You talking about Sylvia?
Yeah.
She wasn't a waitress. She's a Lyft driver. She's
a waitress, a Lyft driver. She's been serving white and black folks, and that's her mentality. She's a server to the point where she doesn't have the.
She's got a servant's heart, brother. You're supposed to have a servant's heart. She has a servant's heart.
No, she has a servant's heart to the fact that she doesn't realize that the change Jesus gave her freedom to lift those chains off of her. She cannot think for herself.
Walter.
That's the problem. Walter. That, you know, everybody should have that type of service,
Walter,
card, knowing that
Walter,
you're free.
Walter. Walter.
Free to make a living in America.
Listen,
if you play the game.
I got Donald Trump to grant you an exemption because you my boy. But other than that, you'd have been lumped with the rest of those ends, man. Real talk.
I appreciate
you
that.
Got a waiver, dog, because of the strong man. Other than
you
that.
Know, and you know another reason why, and I'm going to get off the phone. You know another reason why white folks, and I'm not saying white want to be Christian, but white believers understand this, that white Christians don't understand. White Christianity is a religion. And the fact that they're not believers, they're believers in their religion.
Let me ask you a question before you go. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Who do you believe is closer to carrying out the word of God in their lives, a black Christian or a white Christian, in your estimation?
Okay, so
here in America particularly.
Okay, a believer in what Jesus did at the cross are the ones that carry out. See, that's a name. That's
okay.
A name.
So that would exclude you, and you are a Negro Christian, correct?
Okay, see, there you go, grouping again, like I told you. You know for a fact.
You started out grouping, Walter.
What I stand for is just the fact that,
Walter, you hate white people.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
My success came from a white man that saw past the color of my skin. Out my heart. That's the kind of white folks I like.
You had a gun against his head.
Head.
You robbed him. You stole from that white man. We'll be right back.
You know what? In what?
Oh, all right, folks. We're back. And it is Monday Eclipse Day. We seem to have survived the Y2K scam 2.0. Folks, these people are not going to quit messing with you. You know, scripture tells us in the end times that they'll be projecting things into the sky, making it look like aliens are coming. Just, folks, if you're not prayed up, if you ain't going to be able to hold out, dog. I'm just going to tell you, you're going to fall for anything. But we just want to remind you. The hotline number is brought to you by our good friends, Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. Their number is 326-2755. Keep that number handy so whenever you have repairs needed to your home, folks, they can guide you through the process and make sure you get the satisfaction you want from a job well done by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. All right, you just heard from Walter. Walter is a known racist. He got a good heart. He's a good guy. I like him personally. Okay, he's a good businessman. He really is. He's done well for himself here in white America. But at the end of the day, he's full of crap. He's like most black Democrat who happens to be preachers. Folks, they're teaching a hybrid form of Christ. And whenever you take the word of God and you start adding to it and taking away, you ain't doing but create devils. Hence, ends. Ends. Behavior just so reprehensible, and you can't tell. That's the hallmark of an end. You can't tell them nothing. Can't tell them nothing. There's no amount of pain, death, and destruction that will cause them to change course, particularly when it comes to showing their faithfulness to the Democrat Party and Democrat ideals. They bend over backwards to show that they're down for that D. They love it. Look, bro, I ain't mad at you. But this is what I would say to you, Walter, you being a member of the cloth. Why all that evil and sin coming from over there where y'all standing at, dog? I know you down with the Democrat Party, but all this transgenderism and child molestation and abortion and all that stuff coming from over there, and y'all supposed to be the heavy hitters of Christ. But you got a message for everybody else. You can handicap how everybody else has done something, but you can't figure out what white Democrats have done. Nah, bro, you don't have any currency here, bro. I'll read you Negroes to the ground. You ain't built for freedom, fella. And I mean that. I don't care how big of a bishop you are, whether you're part of the Southern Baptist Convention and everybody know Joe Biden. You still got to explain why all that evil coming from over there where you standing with them folks. Just make it make some sense. I was at, I went to Applo's Saturday to have a little, some pita chips and hot wings or whatever kind of wings they were. So I finished eating my lunch and I said, I'm going to walk down to the Apple store there in Renaissance. So I'm sitting down there on the bench outside across from the Apple store. And when I was at Applo's, I saw this, I guess they must have been, there was four of them. They were all obviously together. I would imagine related. They all had on the same kind of black T-shirt. They looked like they had something going on. They were identifying themselves, you know, similarly. Could have been one of those family reunion type T-shirts. I don't know. But I saw them, you know, and they were doing what, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13-year-old kids would be doing. So when I got down there to the Apple store, and I was sitting there on the bench just chilling, just enjoying my lunch, having to eat and just relaxing. And I saw one of the cups that they had. They just throwed it down on the ground. By the time I got over there, I saw that same cup. I said, okay, whatever. Because, you know, over at Renaissance, they got people cleaning up all the time, picking up, cleaning up. And so I'm sitting there, kind of catty corner, and a little boy comes, I ain't gonna say out of nowhere, but he was coming up the sidewalk. I couldn't see his family or his parents or whoever he was with. He was probably about five, going in between 4 and 5 years old, probably five. And he had a styrofoam cup with another little cup in it, and he just threw it down into the pine straw. And I'm sitting about 30, 40 feet from him. I said, hey, young man, pick that up. He looked at me. I said, pick it up. He picks it up. I said, now throw it in the garbage can. And I'm leaning on the garbage can from the bench that I'm sitting on. So he comes over. I said, because I patted on top of the garbage can. I said, here's one right here. So as he's walking over there, the cup that was down there earlier from, I believe, the other young man. It may not have been. I said, well, pick that one up too. So he did. He came through it in the garbage can. Then he ran back. And I'm thinking all the time from the time that I shouted at him, young man, I thought his parents, somebody would have stepped out from behind the building where I couldn't see them. They couldn't see me. And would say, come on back over here. No, he went. Left me, threw the stuff in the garbage can as I instructed him. And I said, good job, young man. You done good. So he goes in there and he tells his mom, this man had me out there picking up paper. So she come out there in full regalia. That's right. Had on the spandex. She probably had me by about 100 pounds. You know, but I think I could have, a good blow to the kidney, I think I could have brought her down. But didn't get that. But she came out there had all that attitude. Was that you? Had my child pick up paper? I said, I had your child pick up the paper he threw down there. Yes. And I did have him pick up that other piece that was down there as he was on his way to the garbage can. Well, I said, now, your child is not an inch taller or smaller as a result of having done that. Well, no, I just need to know, you know, who's got my child out here picking up paper. I said, well, I need to know who told that child to throw his paper down there. So I said, now, your child don't know what's normal. I said, now he knows that picking up paper and throwing it in the proper receptacle and garbage can is what's normal. Well, yeah. Make a long story short, we got on the same page by the end of it. She said, well, I appreciate you instructing my child. But she came out there with all that attitude. And I told her, as I'm sitting there, I said, the reason why you're here at Renaissance and the reason why I'm here at Renaissance, because this is a nice atmosphere. I said, we ain't got nothing like this in Jackson. So you're going to let the trash that you don't want to be around in Jackson accumulate up here and everybody going to act like they don't know how to get there. Now, We had a good talk about it, and I went on and got an opportunity to talk, and I said, you know what? This child needs to see whoever's in front of them, male, female, ma, pa, grandma, auntie, walk upright in front of them. See, people keep falling back on this. Oh, you need to have the dad in the picture. You do need to have the dad. That is the ideal situation scripturally. But you need to walk upright in front of that child. 24/7. If he's with you 24/7, 24/7 you walk upright. So like I said, by the end of the conversation, we were on one accord. The young man, when he came back, bye, mister, bye. And one of the things I will say this here, to you parents out there, see, some people really don't know, so I'm telling you now. You got kids, you done bought them a slushy, you done bought them some chips. When you see them get near the end of the bag, you need to be looking around for a garbage can so you can teach them, go throw it in the garbage can. See, this is what I said, you can't say anything to us anymore without somebody wanting to fight. Because her energy was clearly that, hey, you know, we can knuckle up right out here. But as I explained to her, I said, don't make a difference if he has a dad or don't. I said, you walk upright. And see, this is what black folks don't want to be told. That's why they say you putting black folks down. No, black folks full of crap. If you think you're going to engage in all this, it's just like Rakia and her Poor People's Campaign submitted to Judge Henry Wingate about the condition of Jackson water. It's all this what white folks need to do. I promise you. Were I to be mayor of Jackson, that is not the path we're going to take. How are you going to sit up there about what everybody else in the state needs to do for Jackson? And Jackson, under black leadership, divested itself of economic opportunity with their funky attitude about their blackness and ran everybody off who was doing business here in the city of Jackson. But it's everybody else's in the responsibility in the state to invest in Jackson when we divested because of our funky attitudes. You Negroes are full of crap. And I'm going to say this clearly. You're full of crap. You just run interference with white folks. Whatever. We're not going to keep doing this, man. You're wrong. If you feel put down, good. You're still wrong. And this is why jacklegs like the previous caller that we had calling in here won't stand up for what's right. He'll stand up for what's black. Thou are a fool. You need to turn in the turned around collar, brother, and just become a talk show host. You want to talk trash? But me and the sister got on the same page. And as I told her, I said, this is his new normal now. Because he's going to remember this. And you can reinforce this. But see, black folks want to think, okay, now we done shut down Jackson Medical Mall. Shut down Metro Center. Working on North Park. But we want something nice to go to when we're ready to shop. Man, ain't nobody got no problem with black folks coming anywhere if we act like we have some home training. But that's too much. Not in my world. That's acting white. So what? So you trying to say white people can't get it right. But this crap that you're doing, everybody running from around you. And you want to do more of it? A lie. So I'm telling you right now, that's what you're going to get with a Kim Wade administration. It ain't going to be all this excuses. You Negroes won't have any currency coming to my office crying about black crap. I'm telling you that now. You're wasting your damn time. You better come in there with a shovel and some asphalt in your pocket. Where can I throw this, Mr. Mayor? Because if you come in here talking about what happened in 1952, you're wasting your time. You come in here blaming white folks, you're wasting your time. You think you're going to go down there and tell somebody who's trying to start a business in Jackson how many black folks you got as a shakedown attempt? You're wasting your damn time. And all you blacks who've been making money off this black crap, oh, I'm calling y'all out by name. Y'all going to start coming out your pockets, man. So when you hear them dropping salt on me, calling me out my name, you know why. Because I'm a threat to that scam that they're running. You damn right I'm a threat. You've been taking advantage of everybody, black, white, and sky blue, green. You've been running that race reconciliation hustle, dealing with those guilt-ridden white folks. We ain't going to do all that. You go to lunch with who the hell you feel comfortable with and whose company you enjoy. Man, I'm one Negro low. It's almost the end of the month. I ain't had lunch with a Negro today. Man, waste of time. Waste of time. We're not doing that. We're going to fix stuff. And we're going to get people who can fix stuff. If you so black and competent with your engineering degree, with your law degree, with your medical degree, damn it, you don't need no set aside. You need to get up and apply. Because this is an all-black county, all-black city for the most part. So if you ain't getting your contract because you ain't got your paperwork together. And to those who do business with the city, black, white, or sky, blue, green, we're going to pay you. We're going to pay you as fast as we can pay you legally. But Chokwe talk all that crap, and then I'm hearing minority contractors and anybody else doing business with the city can't get their money because of a Negro mess. Paperwork sitting on somebody's desk while they up there being important, sitting over at Piccadilly's to 2 hours at lunch at Bully's some damn where. This is just, no. And then you're going to try to say, oh, I'm putting black folks down. Like, so? I'm going to tell you to your face. I'll be out at Forest Hill High School on May 2nd at 6 p.m. I'm going to say the same thing you hear me saying right now. You can ask your question, are you a Trump supporter? You damn right I'm a Trump supporter. I'm ride or die Trump. And you got a problem with that? Then don't vote for me. Vote for those other yahoos. It just proves my point. Black folks ain't interested in solving no problems. They ain't interested in fixing nothing. They're interested in complaining. If you're of that group, brother, keep your vote. I'll go down in flames before I take your vote. I don't want it. We're looking for 50 plus one. I'm tired of these old ratchet behavior, ratchet Negroes, and the other words, the ERs and the NGAs, GAs, and all these other. I'm tired of y'all. We can't have nothing nice. Now, that child left to his own devices throwing that paper out there, going to leave Renaissance like they left Metro Center. White folks can't say, hey, we don't want that. I'll say it. We don't want that. You run interference with white folk, and we still don't want it. And guess where Walter live at? Up there with the white folks. Tea Party folks. I don't blame him. But he ain't got the courage of his conviction to stay there and, hey, man, let's make this thing better where we at. Nah, I ain't risking my family. Yeah, Negro. Uh-huh. Let's take a quick break. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios. I want to remind you, our good friends over at Frederick Sales and Service, looking for a zero turn for the spring, finally decide to upgrade your lawnmower equipment. Well, the Zero Turn X-Mark is available right now from Central Mississippi's largest X-Mark dealer, Frederick Sales and Service. Not only do they service it, folks, they will finance it. Financing is available, and on all the products you find there at Frederick Sales and Service. You need gardening equipment also, they have that. So again, check them out online, FrederickSalesAndService.com. Been around going on into their fourth decade. So again, you can depend on the people there at 1006 Highway Old Highway 471 in downtown Brandon. FrederickSalesAndService.com. Let's go to Sylvia. Sylvia. Yes.
Hello, Kim. How are you?
What's up?
I just wanted to say that, first of all, I need to retract the statement that I made. I said that I hate black people. You pointed out something when you were speaking to that man by the name of Walter. You said you like black people, but you hate ends. And I'm going to borrow that statement. That's what I don't like, is that end behavior. That's the type of people that I do not like, not black people as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that sound much better than what I made a while ago?
Okay, it's better.
Okay. Oh, good. That sounds better. And number two, Walter, you don't know me. You don't know what I've accomplished in my life or haven't accomplished in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, you really cannot make a comment about my life. However, I can make a comment or two about yours. You are one of those people who fall into the categories of 1 Corinthians chapter 5. If you don't know it, go and read it. Even in the King James, it says the same thing as it would or similar in the New Living Translation. But there's one thing that's at the end of there. It's the last verse, the second half of that verse. It says, you must remove the evil person from among you. You're an evil person, and you will be removed from among me, because it's the last time that I will ever address you about anything, Walter. But I will tell you the following. Kim says that you are a preacher. Well, you know what James 3:1 says about those who are preachers? He says, dear brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged more strictly. You evidently are not teaching from the Word of God, especially since you hate white people. You can't hate anybody, and that's true for me as well. I can't hate anybody because that's not being scriptural. You are far from being scriptural with you being a Democrat, because of the things that the Democrats stand for. You cannot prove biblically why you stand for the things that Democrats, because the Bible doesn't support what Democrats stand for. And finally, I wish I was the type of person who could ignore a fool, and I know I should ignore you, but I just really couldn't and not address you and let you know. I consider you to be a rather ignorant black man, since you are so black, and you act like you are in hatred of other people who might know something a little bit more than you do. So you have a good evening, and this will be the last time I address you, Walter. And if there's something that you don't like about me any further, get my phone number from Kim, and we can take it up from there. All right? Thank you. That's all I wanted to say, Kim. Have a good evening. Bye.
All righty. All right. She said her piece. Here's the deal with what I'm saying. Not just the walk. Folks, this is direction. Somebody's got to speak up against all this ratchet behavior coming out of the black community. And you got folks running interference with this foolishness, like Walter and others, under the guise that somehow being black is so esoteric, it's so deep. Man, you people just don't understand. People understand foolishness. And it's not covered up by blackness or whiteness or anything else. A fool is a fool is a fool. Maybe being black is not a resume enhancer, but a fool is still a fool, fool. So we're not going to continue doing this. This is why I'm saying 50 plus one. If we can get 50 plus one Jacksonians who want to just fix things, who want things to work. You don't have to be kissing me on the mouth. I ain't got to kiss you on the mouth. We ain't got to be swapping sodas together. But we're being held hostage. We're being held back by these blacks. And then they are being subdued and subjugated by the Democrat Party. Every damn thing they do is to show their fidelity to the damn party. When the majority of the citizens of Jackson and Hinds County wanted the House Bill 1020, which is expanding the Capitol Police, et cetera, and judges, et cetera, it's black Democrats who make their money and living selling everybody else out, who, damn it, went to federal court and saying, no, we can't have these extra judges unless we get them elected. Well, it's these elected judges that got the damn community on its back. What these black Democrats are doing, the Derek Johnsons of the world, the Benny Thompsons, the Black Caucus, they want these judges that George Soros, that Joe Biden can depend on come crunch time. They want the Adrian Woodens type of judges that will undermine the rule of law and the law and order in our county just to prove their fidelity to the Democrat Party. Look, I understand everybody's got strongly held political beliefs, and it doesn't change them because you're an elected official or a judge. I understand that. But they ran specifically talking that black crap, like they're going to grow and protect the community. The community is worse off now than when we started, and we can't say that. Walter, with all his leadership capabilities, him and all the other top-line preachers in this, have you ever saw any of them sit down and hold a meeting at their church other than to complain? Did they hold a meeting and say, okay, what did we do wrong? What did we do right after Brock's first 4 years? How can we do this better? Did they do it after 8 years? And not just Barack. When do we sit back and say, okay, the legislative session is over. What did we do right? What did we do wrong? What could we do? We don't ever do any of that. And if you mention anything about it, you're putting black people down. I'm the guy to do it, damn it. I'll put you down. You ain't got no problem holding everybody else back. The only reason why they wanted those judges to be elected is so that they can elect the George Soros type judges who will sell the black community out. I'll never forget that swan song that Tommy Green put in the newspaper, or when they wrote the article on her retiring. She talked like she was the best damn thing that ever happened to Hinds County. And look at the crime. Out of control under her watch. But all she was, I'm the first black this, that, and the other. And you know what? Nobody begrudges. Why can't we get anything out of y'all? When I tell you how the Department of Homeland Security, through its rulemaking capabilities, just changed the rules on what it takes to be an anchor baby and bring in all your relatives. You used to be able to show, you had to show that you can financially support the person that you're bringing over here. Now they say the Catholic charities and these charities groups that are relocating these migrants will be responsible for their upkeep. Hey, well, who's giving these charities the money? The taxpayers. When blacks get in these same positions, Jay Johnson was there. He didn't do nothing for black folks. It's the same thing. Folks, we're 60 years into it. All I need is a few men, a few black men who will say, you know what, bro, I stand with you. But y'all scared of what Walter going to say. You scared of what they going to say about your name on WMPR. Like I said before, I'll stand over there by myself and y'all still outnumber. Because what you're doing cannot be sustained scripturally, spiritually. It violates every universal principle on the planet. And you running around there throwing it down like it's the big joker. Like you playing dominoes or something. One-on-one. And, bro, you ain't built for this. So I'm just telling you now. That's what it's going to be about for the next year as we conduct the campaign. This is what it's going to be about. I'm telling you now, y'all full of crap. You don't fix nothing. You don't plan to fix nothing. Your job is to try to coon dog me. Try to track and tree me, get me up in a tree so you can call the white man and shoot me out the damn tree. And what am I guilty of? Being a man. Being free. Holding my sack like I'm a man. And all you want to do is show how faithful you are to the Democrat Party. I can't stand a weak man. I can't stand it. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Monday. It's Eclipse Day. We've survived it. I guess we have. We're still here. Folks, I've got some great news for you, from my good friends over at Tom Smith Landing Homes. You know, occasionally I have to rush things right to the presses. Normally I would do Tom's ads on Friday, and I'll still do one for him then, but this is something that he sent me today that I think you guys need to know about. This is right here in the city of Flora, Mississippi, town of Flora, rather. The old Flora School, I guess it used to be the headquarters for Madison County Schools. It is on the selling block right now, 16.38 acres, almost 16 plus acres. This is a beautiful piece of property. I've been riding by here for the longest looking at this thing. 16.4 acres almost. A historic 14,000 square foot school building built in 1922 with potential for luxury residences and or if you want to do a adult living extended. Folks, this is a good piece of property. Solid brick veneer, exterior walls, potential for exposed brick walls on the inside, eligible for tax credits through the Mississippi Department of Archives and History. Has a gym, almost 11,000 square foot with lockers, bleachers, concessions facilities, two tennis courts, a 5,000 square foot theater, a 2,000 square foot fully equipped cafeteria, 10 acres of flat level ground for development, potential for negotiating easement for a road to Highway 49 to increase traffic flow, prime frontage on 4th and Jackson Street, easily accessible and highly visible, zone for special use, vast development option, folks. Floor water and sewer services available. Endless possibility. Folks, see, this is what I'm talking about White Boy Bob. Now, City of Jackson over on Ash Street, Rowan Middle School and the elementary school next to it. Same type of potential. And blacks fought like hell to keep that from happening. Go over there now. Everything is just growed up. You see why the people like Walter and Donut Head, now, these people have to be, look, their worldview is trash. The black community is collapsing because of them. And all they want to do is show how black they are. Ain't got damn plan to fix nothing. It's just tiring. White people are tired. Black, everybody's tired of y'all. And you got the loudest voices out there talking about, well, we can, just like with Jackson Water having to endure Rokia and her brother, Chalk Lines, as they're upset with a white man coming in and actually doing a job that nobody was stopping them from doing or not doing. They chose not to do it. Now all of a sudden the white man is so wrong. Ain't you tired of that crap? You got people coming from all over the world, from places where sewage is running raw right out in front of their huts. And they come here, they got water and sewer and streets. And we have so much potential. And as black Americans, so much opportunity to take advantage of, where we could be, all these black folks that we say we so concerned about all over the world, we could be helping them. But we so damn busy complaining. All I'm saying, if there be some blacks amongst us who think that we can do better on our own, who also know that racism exists, but also know that that ain't the end of the world. Racism has always existed, to let y'all tell it. Why can't we fix anything? I showed you how when these whites get in charge of these departments like DHS, they do their changes just through a rule. They don't worry about no legislature. Black folks get in charge of something, they just sit there and be important. They go to their frat meetings and their sorority meetings and let everybody know, you know, I'm the executive director in charge of this, that, and the other. I'm the head Negro down there. In the Kim Wade administration, I'm going to be Negro number one, you number two, you number three, and then you have your job description on the back of your card. It ain't going to be no all that You can't do that with my people. Oh, Lord, give us, oh, Lord, a title and a clipboard? Oh, Lord Jesus. You don't want that. So we're going to get this thing to working because, like I said, we're going to check the Eagles at the door, dog. But when I'm sitting up there at the Renaissance, and Donut Head said that didn't happen, whatever. I'm sitting up there at Renaissance, I'm saying we can have this same thing. But we don't want to let go of that ratchet lifestyle. And I'm saying let us get together. Let us join forces with the people who don't want that ratchet lifestyle to define the black community. And to whites who just want things to work, who just want to be able to invest in Fondren, invest in whatever. What you're going to get if I was at the helm of this foolishness here, that you ain't going to have to be nobody special. I'm going to honor your investment. Whether I agree with your politics or not, you done worked all your life to save up those pennies to open up a pie shop, a restaurant, or whatever you're trying to do, and you got some little folk making $20,000, $30,000 a year with a clipboard coming down there harassing the hell out you. A lie. If I got to make them just sit at their damn desk all day long and let people who trying to hustle get their hustle on. That's why y'all don't like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is for grinders, hustlers, not for grifters and con men. And you don't like that. Well, we don't like you. So Walter called in here and said, oh, you don't like black. I don't care. So what? That's what you think? So what? And this Negro, the first chance he got, he broke for the. Look, he didn't break. He could have moved to Woodlea. He could have moved to Woodhaven. He could have moved to Lake Over, Valley North. He didn't want that. Now, don't get me wrong. I think people should be able to do what they want. But don't bring. And then when he got to Richland, he was the one trying to flip the Richland City Council so they can get some blacks on there so they can bring that same foolishness we got in Jackson. Just being black ain't fixing nothing. Skill set, for the most part, is all in compassion and social work. There's nothing wrong with compassion and social work, but that's those kind of jobs you have after the harvest come in abundance. Then you can go, okay, yeah, we had a good harvest this year. You can go out and do that artsy fartsy crap now. But when the crops are short, baby, we need all hands on deck. So what we're saying and what I'm saying is, wait a minute. You're going to mess up we can't get the crops in the field. And then what crops we get in the field, we can't get them out because don't nobody want to help. But everybody's got something to say about what somebody owed them. Oh, I'm the Negro. Look, I'll be your Knights Templar. Because I don't mind them being mad at me. What they going to call me, an Uncle Tom? Oh, that's new. Never heard that before. It ain't going to be nothing. And they know it. 50 plus one, baby. You give me four, I'll break it up at the door. Give me eight, we'll set this city straight. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, the final few minutes of the Kim Wade Show. Folks, we've got to break loose from this foolishness. We're being held hostage by a group of people who don't intend to change. They're making money off the present setup. This is an industry. It's a con industry. Or a compassion industry, whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, they're getting paid. They are being personally aggrandized to keep things the way they are while saying the reason why things are the way they are is because of white racism, and it ain't that. I told you the Kellogg Foundation is paying one voice, what, $1.5 million a year, close to $500,000 plus is for salaries to do what? You never hear black lawyers going into court on behalf of black kids who want to learn. It's always them going on in the court on behalf of the degenerates, stripping the order out of the classroom. Nobody says anything. Everybody, but now I say something, I'm putting black folks down. But these people actively restrict our kids' ability to get an education because we got to have public schools. We can't get education. We got to have public schools. And what the hell they do at the public schools? You got blacks pushing this foolishness. I'm trying to get Dr. Green just to meet with me. I can't get an audience with him because you know what? I got one request. Just like they did with the Department of Homeland Security, to change the rule to allow the anchor babies to bring in as many family members as they want without having to show they can financially support them. To change the rule to allow the teacher to have absolute control of their classroom don't require a dime. I'm telling you, black people who vote Democrat are committed to keeping us back. What is wrong with that? If the teacher have an environment where, look, I don't mind going to work today because I got control of my classroom. So if the principal has to take control and responsibility of one student out of 25, so the other 24 can get their lesson, and Dr. Green is not interested in that because they're working against us. The evidence is everywhere. Okay, so why isn't anything working? Because you won't even sit down and you hold meetings on everything else. Somebody gets shot, you want to hold a community meeting, but you never hold a meeting on what happened in the legislative session and why didn't we get what we want and what was it that we were looking for when we went in there. Ain't nothing written down. Y'all ain't got no, but you don't look at that as putting black people down because they get to walk around in suits like it's an Ebony fashion fair. Brother, if you want somebody who's going to stand up and move the ball forward, there's no reason why we can't have a renaissance. We ain't going to have it right now, but we can build towards it. They ain't even interested in sitting and putting in place the things that would allow us to have a renaissance in 5-10 years. They're working against us. I told you about Benny. He has signed off and been a proponent and the chief advocate for every housing program since he's been up there. He's earned a good reputation for supporting the real estate industry and the housing industry. He's been head of the Homeland Security Committee. He knows where the money's coming and going to pay for all these illegals coming into the country. Is he telling black folks how to get in on that? They're working against it. You ain't got to believe me because you love him so much. I ain't got no problem with that. But the price of illusion, it ain't going to go down. The price of delusion, it's not going to go down. And you're going to pay it. So you dislike me because I'm so bold in what I'm saying, but you never called me a liar. We could have had a housing program solved for so many Mississippians over the last 30 years. Why won't he do it? Because his job is to hold black people down. And then you work right with him because you vote for him. That's why I'm not going to let you call in here dropping salt on white folks like they're the problem. The city of Jackson water situation ain't because of white people. It's because black decided to divest businesses from the city in the interest of blackness. Okay, so how's this working out for us? Everything. Where can you get breakfast at other than the Waffle House? We run off everything and then we act like it's no big deal. And you hear, how many times have you heard one of these black for living folks say that? Oh, they ain't got nothing to do with me. Me and my child doing fine. Yeah, Negro. Uh-huh. We're going to take a break, but not from this. We'll be back in 22 hours. I'll be knocking them in the head, peeling some caps back every day. That includes you, Donut Head, and your sidekick, Sean.